is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
People that I've seen in coaching that I respect, that I feel like they run really good programs, or they do a really good job coaching, or, you know, something along the way, their kids caught my eye, you know, some way. I wanted a bunch of programs in this that, you know, I feel do things the right way. And I think we put together, you know, some really, really good games on both days. I'm really excited about that.
Danny Gallagher is the girls basketball head coach at Magnificat High School in Cleveland, Ohio. This Thanksgiving, Danny is bringing the first annual Cleveland Basketball Classic high school event to the campus of Baldwin-Wallace University in Berea, Ohio. The Cleveland Basketball Classic features 5 girls' games on Saturday, November 26th, and 5 boys' games on Sunday, November 27th. High school basketball fans will get to see some of the top teams in the state of Ohio compete on the court while honoring the past and present of Cleveland basketball. Hey Hoopheads, this November our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are offering $3,000 off the CT, the best shooting machine in the world, and you can also get $1,000 off their home machine. Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. You can also check out their holiday gift guide to make shopping for the hooper in your life as easy as can be.
Hi, this is Izzy Santiago Jr., Director of Boys Basketball for MAC AAU and Assistant Varsity Coach at Lutheran West High School, and you're listening to the Hoop Heads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Learn more about the first annual Cleveland Basketball Classic as you listen to this episode with event founder Danny Gallagher, the girls' basketball head coach at Magnificat High School in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here tonight without my co-host, Jason Sunkel. But I am pleased to welcome back to the Hoopheads pod, Danny Gallagher, the head girls' varsity basketball coach at Magnificat High School here in Cleveland, Ohio. Danny was on earlier, so if you have not heard his first episode and you want to find out more about Danny's background and what he's done in the coaching world, you can go check that out. But Danny tonight is on to talk about the first annual Cleveland Basketball Classic. So Danny, first of all, welcome and excited to talk to you about the tournament coming up.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell people a little bit about the Cleveland Basketball Classic, where the idea came from, what the event's all about, and then we're going to dive into some details as we go forward here.
It's something that I've thought about for a long time, trying to do and put together. And, it just kind of ties everything with basketball together for me. So, the event's being hosted at Baldwin-Wallace, and I remember as a young kid being at Baldwin-Wallace for some really good district tournament games. And also, before AAU, was what it is now, some really good AAU events that were played there. So I spent a ton of time there as a kid. So for me to be able to run this event and have it at Baldwin-Wallace was really special to me. But just being a young kid in Cleveland and growing up and watching, just to me, what was amazing basketball as a young kid, you know, really pushed me into coaching. And to have this opportunity to honor Cleveland basketball, to honor the past and the present of Cleveland basketball, was just something that I was really looking forward to doing. I'm really happy that it's come about, and, you know, finally a lot of the people or teams that are participating in the event are people that I grew up with, people that I've coached with, that, you know, now that we're all coaching at different schools, we don't get to spend, you know, a lot of time together. We still talk to each other quite a bit, but I think this is 2 days of, you know, being able to spend time with your colleagues, with other coaches, with people that you really respect, get to watch their teams, get to see how they're doing, and kind of do it all together representing Cleveland.
Very cool. So the event is going to be on November 26th and 27th. So that's a Saturday and a Sunday here of Thanksgiving weekend. And you put together a Saturday schedule for the girls, 5 games. And then we have the boys playing on Sunday, 5 games. So tell us a little bit about, I don't know if you want to talk specifically about some of the matchups, or maybe just talk about how you went about getting the teams and just what your process was for reaching out to, as you said, some of the coaches that you know well, but there's probably one or two that maybe you didn't know quite as well. So just what was your process for putting together the slate of games?
Yeah, just kind of like you said, people that I knew, and then people that I've seen, you know, in coaching that I respect, that I feel like they run, you know, really good programs, or they do a really good job coaching, or, you know, something along the way, their kids caught my eye, you know, some way. I wanted a bunch of programs in this that, you know, I feel do things the right way. And I think we put together, you know, some really, really good games on both days. I'm really excited about that.
Who was the first person when this idea popped into your head? And obviously it's kind of been percolating for a while. When you really said, hey, I'm going to try to make this a reality, who was the first person that you called? What was the first step in putting this whole thing together?
I'm friends with Bryce McKee, who has run the Classic in the Country with the guys from Berlin Highland for a number of years. So he has a lot of experience in these events. And when I told him my idea, he was happy to help out with this. So, you know, it was nice to have him, who is done these events, who could guide me, you know, in a certain direction. We've kind of partnered up in this event. But as far as reaching out to a specific team, you know, it meant a lot to me that when I reached out to Eric Flannery from St. Ed's and told him what I was doing, he was all on board. So I knew we had a phenomenal program, you know, a state known program in St. Ed's on the boys side of this event right away. And then from there, it was just kind of Eric's coaching tree, all the guys that I coached with at St. Ed's who are at, you know, different schools, you know, especially on the boys side, like Padua with Brian Ansberry and Hawken with Josh Nugent. You know, we had some great rivalry games with Toledo St. John's. You know, Mike Schoen is now the head coach there, who took over for Ed Heinchel, you know, who I believe won 600 or 700 games at Toledo St. John's. You know, so it just kind of built off of our friendly coaching tree. And then on the girls' side, you know, me having the experience there for the last 5 years, you know, I've built a great relationship with Jordan Eaton from Olmsted Falls, who does a phenomenal job with his program. Jack Pertell, I've met, who is the head coach at Reynoldsburg, who won the Division I state championship last year. That should be an awesome matchup between Olmsted Falls and Reynoldsburg. So, like I said before, it was just a, you know, way for me to get people that I really like, really respect, to be able to be in the same place and, you know, spend some time with each other, watch each other, and, you know, promote what we're all trying to do. And that's, you know, make Cleveland basketball, you know, one of the best things going in Ohio.
What was the hardest part of putting the thing together? When you look back on the whole process, what was the most challenging part, or maybe something that you didn't think was going to be as hard as it was?
Finding enough workers that, you know, you trust that'll be there to you know, put the amount of time and effort that, you know, I want and that, you know, you expect at something like this.
Welcome to any business, Danny.
That's right. Yep.
Especially in today's world, there's no question about that. You mentioned off the top about BW and some of your memories of going to high school games there. And I know when you and I talked before this, I said the same thing, that I have a lot of memories from me being a younger kid, even in my junior high days, of going to games and watching high school basketball at Baldwin Wallace, especially the state tournament games. And
it's just a really good venue for high school basketball. And I can only imagine here what the atmosphere is going to be like. But why did you center in on BW? Was there any other sites that you considered, and what ultimately kind of pushed it over the top for BW to be the host?
You know, I think it's located in a great spot in Cleveland. You know, it's pretty easily accessible. We did look at a number of other places, but, you know, it just felt like a place, like almost like a second home, like, hey, this is where this needs to be. I mean, I know so many, remember so many games, you know, in that gym that for me, it was just a great opportunity. And I think, you know, for all of these kids, to be able to play in such a great facility on a college floor, on a college campus, you know, that does a lot of good things for all of these teams and for Baldwin Walls.
When you reached out and you started talking to coaches, and obviously there's, when you're a high school coach putting together your schedule and figuring out how to balance it with league games and teams that maybe you think you can beat and teams that you think are going to be a challenge, and trying to ultimately look at how do you prepare your teams for the state tournament, what was some of the feedback you got from coaches when you started talking to people about, hey, we're going to put this together, do you want to be a part of it? Just maybe let us in on some of those conversations that you had with the different coaches, both on the boys and girls side.
Yeah, everyone's been really excited about it on both sides, boys and girls. You know, I think they recognize what a great opportunity it is, and it is a unique event, you know, honoring the people past and present. You know, I think everyone is just excited to really kind of kick the basketball season off with this event. You know, girls, it's the second weekend, but boys, it's opening weekend. You know, so I think it's kind of building some excitement, you know, for everyone heading into the season.
Yeah, for sure. I would think that a lot of times, you know, you'd start looking at, okay, here I am, I'm sitting, and you've been beating yourself up at practice and beating up your own players for 2, 3, 4 weeks. And yeah, you get out and get the scrimmage a little bit, but to go out and be able to test yourself right away against some of the better programs here in the Cleveland area, I think that's something that all coaches can relate to be able to go and just have that challenge right out of the gate, playing against other good programs, as you mentioned numerous times here, playing against other great coaches. I think it's just a tremendous opportunity. I know one of the things that when you and I talked, you mentioned just wanting to put the spotlight on Cleveland high school basketball and just honor both Cleveland basketball here in the present and also look at the past. Is there going to be anything else kind of going on around the games in terms of honoring or thinking about anything that's gone on in the past? Or just how do you see this event evolving to really honor Cleveland high school basketball?
Yeah. So before each game, you know, to start the day before the first game, we're of course going to play the national anthem. But then for each game after that, I've reached out to some big name people, you know, that played for different schools around the Cleveland area, and they're going to record a short video clip, just talking about their experience with Cleveland basketball, what it did for them, you know, where it brought them, and just kind of how important it was and how fun it was for them to be able to grow up in the Cleveland area and get to compete in such a great city. So I think that's, you know, something pretty unique that we're doing, that I think people enjoy. I tried to target people, you know, from the schools that are playing in the event. So I think even for kids to, you know, stand there and watch a video of someone that played at their high school, you know, that has been successful, you know, will be a pretty good experience for them to see that and kind of build some excitement before each game.
Yeah, I think that connection to the past, in a lot of cases, you know, obviously yourself as a high school coach, you try to connect your current program to players who are your alums that have been there that have kind of gone through it. But to be able to have that and put that on a bigger stage so that everybody can share in that, I think that's going to be something that everybody, both spectators and players and coaches, are all going to appreciate. Everybody likes to see, okay, here's somebody that went through the program that's had success, and now we can talk about the memories. And anybody who's grown up here in the Cleveland area, everybody has memories of this game or this player playing in this event. And I think that when you start looking at what this can become and how you can grow it.
Looking to grow your coaching? United Basketball Plus has over 3,000 plays and 45 deep dive courses with some of the best minds in the game, including Tyler Costin, Paul Kelleher, Tobin Anderson, Dave Love, and more. You can also view their United Basketball clinics and receive 50% off in-person clinics. United Basketball Plus has partnered with Jordan and Joe's Decision for their skill development curriculum. United Basketball Plus is a one-stop shop to help you grow as a coach, leader, and culture builder. Follow the link in the show notes and use the code CLINIC to receive an annual membership for just $50.
I know there's events like this similar. We just had Eric Horstman on, who does Fly Into the Hoop down in Dayton, which is obviously tremendously successful. And he's got kind of a national profile with what he does with his event. And to me, it's just, it feels like something that if you're a high school basketball fan, that it's just an event that once this gets up and running, that it's going to become something that nobody's going to want to miss out on year in and year out as the matchups continue to evolve and grow. And like I was talking to Eric about his, and he just said, you know, we have some teams that come back and we know that their profile, we want them back every year. And then we try to bring in some new teams every year to get some new blood and bring some different people in there. And so I'm sure as you go forward and you start thinking about this and what it can be, I'm sure that there's a lot of excitement on your part that, hey, we get this first one, we get this one right. And now what can this thing become moving on from there? And I think what's cool about it too is the fact that, you know, you have both, not only the boys side, which is typically, I think, what people think of, but now you've got the girls piece of it, which to me, I think just adds a whole nother dimension to be able to, you know, include the ladies in that, which sometimes, as you know, as a girls varsity basketball coach, sometimes that you just don't get as much of the publicity that the boys get. And so to be able to have the girls share in this, that's a tremendous asset, I think, to the event.
Yeah, it was important to me, of course, for a lot of reasons. But, you know, in the 5 years that I've been coaching girls, you know, meeting some of these coaches and some of these people that are involved in girls basketball, they're just phenomenal people and phenomenal coaches. And I've learned so much from them over the last 5 years that, you know, to me, it's a must to have boys and the girls involved in this.
What are some of the behind the scenes things that you have going on for the coaches and teams? Because I know there's always things that are happening that are sort of, I guess, perks for participating in events. So just talk a little bit about what that has been like behind the scenes, putting that together and what the teams can look forward to.
Yeah, we got a nice sponsorship from BSN Sports. Stephanie Bruce is a rep for BSN. Stephanie's been a great coach in the Cleveland area for a long time. She was at Mid Park before the schools merged, and she won a couple district championships there, then moved on to be an assistant at Notre Dame College and was most recently an assistant at Cleveland State before she moved on to becoming a rep at BSN. So she did a great job putting the t-shirts together. So every kid who participates will get a t-shirt. We've got some good sponsorships for the coaches' hospitality room, so they can go and grab some food after or before their game. Yep. And then, you know, a lot of these events, they do individual awards. And for me, you know, while I can appreciate and understand people like MVP awards, my idea for this was to do team awards. And I kept it pretty simple. So we're gonna give out three different team awards. One's just gonna be called the Sharpshooters Award. So the team that makes the most 3-pointers on the day will receive a Sharpshooter Award. The Lockdown Award will be, of course, the team that gives up the fewest points. And then the Spirit Award. And this one to me means the most. And this will be voted on by our staff. You know, who we feel brings the most energy, not only on the court, but off the court, you know, who are respectful to the workers, the facility, the other team, the referees. You know, we're going to really highlight that with an award that we're just calling the Cleveland Basketball Classic Spirit Award.
That's very cool. I think to do it from a team standpoint, as you said, you see a lot of the tournaments and events like this that they do have an MVP, and that's hard to pick out over the course of 10 games and you're looking at all these different players, and clearly there's lots of kids that are going to have great performances on these 2 days. But to be able to recognize the teams, it also makes it pretty clear cut. Obviously, the spirit one you're going to vote on and have your employees, your workers that are there helping you out, be able to vote on that. So I think it's cool that you're doing it from a team standpoint as opposed to individual. What, when you talk about some of the employees, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, just in terms of the challenge of getting good people to be able to do the things that you need them to do, what are some of those jobs and things that you've had to find people to be able to help you out with to make sure that you can run the event in a professional, first class manner that I know you want to do?
I've been lucky that some of my parents at Magnificat have stepped up and said they would volunteer. I've been lucky to be at two really good places in Magnificat, and then before that at St. Ed's. So, there's door workers that we used at St. Ed's that when I asked them if they would help out, they jumped at the opportunity right away. I actually coached one of the players on BW, the girls team. So she is going to help out with a couple of her friends. She helps me out with summer camps. Her name is Brenna Varga. She's a great kid. So I was lucky to get some people, you know, to volunteer. But it's just still that worry of, you know, is everyone going to be there? Is everything going to go smooth? You know, that's, yep. I'm crossing my fingers for that. But, you know, I've been blessed to work at great places. And when you're at places like that, you know, you typically find great people that'll help you out.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, let me ask you this. If you wanted to highlight one or two of the matchups from each day's schedule, I don't think we don't need to go through every single matchup, but just maybe highlight one or two that you personally are looking forward to. Obviously, your own game against Berea Mid-Park and Kevin McNamara, who we've had on as a guest here on the pod, who runs Mac Basketball AAU, and now he's the head girls coach there at Berea Mid-Park. Maybe talk a little bit about your game and then a couple more matchups you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I think our game with Berea Mid-Park will be a great game. They've got a talented team. They're very tough. Knowing Kevin, he'll play a fast-paced, up-tempo game. They've got a great point guard in Lauren Yee. Unfortunately for them, they lost Kendall Broughton to a ACL injury over the summer. It sounds like she'll make her return sometime in January, but won't be here for this game. But I know they'll be a tough team, and it'll be a really good test for us. As far as the other girls' games go, I'm really looking forward to the Olmsted Falls Reynoldsburg game. You've got the Division I state champs in Reynoldsburg. They lost some really good players from last year, but Jack does a great job. He's got girls in every class. And then Jordan Eaton from Olmsted Falls. I mean, their program has been phenomenal for the last 8 or 9 years. When you look at other teams and other schools, and if you're someone that pays attention to the little things and their culture, you can understand right away why they win. I mean, they do all the little things from, you know, arms around each other in the huddle. When they travel in the summer for scrimmages, they're always, you know, in the corner together, eating together. Their families are always together. I mean, it's just, you can tell that those girls enjoy every single second of that, and their families enjoy every single second of that. So to me, that's really special to be able to see and watch and, watch play out and see, you know, what success they've had. And I've watched some of their girls grow up, you know, from the fourth and fifth grade. Actually, when I was at St. Ed's, some of their girls came to our basketball camp. Paige Kohler is probably their best player. She's their starting point guard. She's going to Buffalo next year. And she is, to me, just one of the best players that you'll be able to see play. So I'm really excited to see that matchup against Reynoldsburg.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go and watch the Olmsted Falls girls play one game last year. And that was really my first experience seeing them. And I think all the things that you just said really stood out to me. I mean, it was instantaneously obvious that the way that team was bonded to each other and to the coaching staff, and it was just clear. I mean, you could see it in the way that they handled themselves on the bench, the way they cheered for somebody who came out of the game, the way something yep. positive went on out on the floor, and every girl on the bench was up and they were together. It wasn't, you know, sometimes you can see that and be like, oh, you know, they're just kind of, you know, every player knows that they have to do that in order to be a part, but that was not this at all. I mean, that was,
right.
it was very impressive. You could tell that they were all bought in and they were playing for each other. And again, that's really what it's all about. How about on the boys' side, Danny?
There's a few really good matchups. I think there's some really talented individuals in this, but I think the Gilmore Toledo St. John's game will be a really good game. Dan DeCrane is the head coach at Gilmore, and Mike Schoen is the coach at Toledo St. John's. They're both in their late 30s, but have been coaching since they were out of high school. Both really good friends of mine and both really good coaches. So I'm really excited to kind of see that matchup because I know how hard they both spend, how much time they spend on scouting reports. So it'll be interesting to kind of see the X's and O's battle between those two teams. But then the game following that, Richmond Heights and Solon, could be definitely the most entertaining game of the weekend. Both teams are loaded with really good guards. Richmond Heights has two sophomores that already both have multiple offers. Some mid-major, some high major offers. Just a couple names to throw out there. De'Eric Barber is a sophomore. He's one of the top point guards in the state. He's got offers from Kent State, Arizona State, and Toledo. Their best player, Dorian Jones, is another sophomore. He's a really long and athletic shooter. I'm not much into rankings, but he is ranked top 50 in the country right now. He's got offers from Xavier, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Cincinnati. And then if you go over to Solon, Raekwon Thompson is their senior point guard. TJ Petros from NEO Spotlight told me that he's one of the best senior guards in all of Ohio. And then Cameron Brown is a junior guard that just gets it up and down the floor really quickly and has a motor for days. So to watch, you know, five really good guards on the floor, you know, competing against each other, I think it'll be a fast-paced game, a high-scoring game, and something that the fans will really like. I think all of our matchups, you know, have some kind of story to them. You know, St. Ed's and Medina was a district championship matchup last year. You know, Richmond Heights is defending Division IV state champs. Gilmore's Division II runner-up. You know, they lost to St. Vincent St. Mary, who was arguably the best team regardless of division last year. So there's just some really good storylines and some really competitive games that we're going to have.
All right. So bottom line, tell us how people who are out there listening, if they want to get tickets, they want to show up, see the games both on Saturday and Sunday, tell them how they go about doing that. And then we'll wrap things up.
Okay. So all ticket sales will be at the gate, but we will have four different ways you can pay for them. Number one, good old cash. We'll get you in the door.
Wait, you're still taking cash, Danny? What's going on?
We are behind still the taking times. Cash. people will be able to pay by credit card if they need to. And then also Venmo or Cash App will be available at the door.
Awesome. And again, Saturday, November 26th, girls games start at noon. Last one tips off at 7:00. And then Sunday, same thing. Boys start at noon and finish up with the last matchup, Olmsted Falls versus Benedictine, at 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 27th. So we're looking at, again, Saturday, November 26th, girls schedule from 12 to 7:00, and boys schedule Sunday, the 27th. That will go from 12 to 7 p.m. The Cleveland Basketball Classic. Danny, can people follow it on social media?
Yeah, we are on Twitter and we are on Instagram. Our Twitter handle is just...
I got it right here in front of me. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
All right. So it's at Clee, C-L-E, B-Ball Classic. So at Clee, B-Ball Classic, you can follow on Twitter. And I'm assuming it's probably the same on Instagram, I'm guessing.
It is.
So if you want to check out the matchups, you want to take a look at what's coming up for this, you can check out either on Instagram or on Twitter. And hopefully we will see a bunch of you at the Cleveland Basketball Classic. After you listen to this, there's some great matchups. Again, you're getting five great games for the boys, five great games for the girls. And it's what, Dan, $10 to get in for all the games? Yeah, is that right?
$10 on Saturday, you get five games. $10 on Sunday, you get five
games. You're not beating a $2 high school basketball game. I could tell you that for entertainment. If you love high school basketball, you definitely want to get out and see the Cleveland Basketball Classic. So, Danny, can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your schedule to share with us tonight, and definitely looking forward to being a part of the event and getting a chance to go out and check out the matchup. So thank you. And to everyone out there, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks. Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.